Reish Lamed Tes. Shara Bitochen, Daf Reish Lamed Tes. Aber Perish Achilek HaShlishi. To explain the Achilek HaShlishi, the third part of Bitochen, Mehem. In Yoni Ishtei Bonav, in Yonim, which already evolves around his wife and his children, Rebeisa, in his household, the Kroivov, his relative Ahavov, his friends, Vaoivov, and his enemies, Midov, his acquaintance, Makirov, Marshal Malamene, Marshal Matamene, people who are above him in society, or people who are below him, Mikita has been ordered for all different people. What is the style of Bitochen to relate to all to those people? How should Bitochen be relate to all those people? Who this is? She'en odam nimlat me'echa b'shnei dvorim. A person's contact could only be with one of the two, or she and Nochri. Or she mitoch mishpachto yikroiva. The person who is relating is total stranger, or this should become, or the person should be one of his family in his mishpoch and his kroivov. I mean, question is, how does a man apply the midah of bitochen in the area of relating to people? How does bitochen come into the picture? Now, the people with whom we're relating is either one of the two, either is a strange person, a nochri. That's one way how bitochen should. Or it's a person in mishpocha and his kroivov. If it's a sir with a person, a total strange person, how should bitochen be applied? Is he a tzivusa belahov? How will be his companionship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Be'ez yishtem el musay. At a time when he's total alone, yiftach ola begirusay. He's gonna rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gerusoi, as a stranger, as a ger. Yale Liboy, and he's gonna bring up in his heart, and gonna think, Gerus Nefesh Boilum Azeh, that the Nefesh, the Neshama, is in this world nothing more than a ger, a stranger, lives if temporary. Chiam Sheoret, and all the other people, Kmoi Gerim Boy, are just like Gerim, just like he. כמו שאומר הקורס לך, אברום בין שס כגרם שס שובים, אתם ממודי. זה אברום בסדר, לא, זה לא אברום. זה אותו, גרם שס שובים, אתם ממודי, you are with me, not more than גרם, strangers. יחשב לי משותים, כי כל מי שיש לו קרויבים בוי. If anyone who has קרויבים, אז ממיר, it's on only little time, יחשב נוחי בוי, he's gonna stay alone again, he's gonna die, he's gonna remain alone. ולא יילי קורב, ולא בן, ולא יסחבר עם האחד עמם. Mehem. And nothing will help him, not a relative, not a son. Nobody will be attached to one of them. Yachshav Acher Kach, and you should think after the Bistalkus Koyed Masom, as goes away the load of the heaviness of the load, Vuchavosim Olav, and their responsibility, that after all is going to remain alone. Yachshav Zeh Toivu Mitoivu Savoir Olav. This is one of the good things that Shekosh Baruch had given him. Shim Yeroi Lefachir Nyonoi Lematzrochav. Because if he would always have to be Yoitze, all the friendship, he would have to be, always have to go Tiegioso Yoitze Kala Olaf. Mubli Isha Bori Mechasroim and Icho Eloi V'Toivo. In other words, how do you apply the Bitochen when you are lonely, a single person, you have no relatives here, no Mishpocha? You have to take this in consideration. This is one of the terms that Kodesh Baruch had given to you, that you're alone. You know the chizkaris, you have no responsibilities. Kodesh Baruch had relieved you the responsibilities from family, from children, from in order he should be able to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Because of course, every one of us going to leave the world. Obviously, a family man, or a man, a community man, a man has a lot of friends, has a lot of responsibilities, has much more responsibilities to his people. So this is the previous thing. Nochem, what he says, Yachshav Zeh, he should think, the fact that he is alone and lonely is Toivo, is a goodness. The Toivo is one of the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them. Because if he would have to chase after the worldly things, but he has to chase to receive what he needs, he could easier handle his problems. Maybe Isha, if he has no children, born him, wife and children, and the fact that he doesn't have no all those people, is a menucha thing. You know, this was the best felt in the Melchoma. Melchoma, people chased around from place to place. Now, the luckiest people were the single people, the lonely people, the Boredim. Nobody took care, so he was always on the alert, he was always scared. He had much easier. People, family, people, a lot of small children, he just couldn't flee for his life. He was stranded. So even a person in the Baal Bateach has to use every element in his life and use it positively to serve Hashem at best. So if he's a boy that is a noch, he's a stranger, and everyone is a stranger to him, he has to know he has less responsibilities. If he is a man who will search tachlis in yonach yisoy, your liba yoyserek ponuri, his heart is going to be much more available and empty. He wouldn't have to focus on other things. Basis his boy to do so, at the time when he's alone, he's going to be alone, but he's suffering, no question. It's much easier to accomplish your mission, your tachlis. The person hasn't got rechaim al tzavore, hasn't got the responsibility to feed a wife and children and families and a society. Because therefore the Purishim, those who separated themselves and have the oil mazer, is to run away from the kifirality, from the temple and the house, and hold him to the mountains. Used to be avoided, used to be told, Kedeshe finally boy some avoid Salahim. In order they should be able to dedicate in the entire heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Also the prophets, the time they used to have prophecy, used to go out from their apartments and their living quarters. That was why the Shvikim Shom is a little at Remes. And Yob gave a little Remes that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be. Even though he said, I understood this moment. Ashokon Olovi, Ashkon Olovi, let me kiss my father, Imi Mamad, Ve'el Chaycho is going to go after you. And Elisha went after Leo. He left everything behind, his family, his father and mother. They went to Beit Omer, Ve'el Chaycho Leo, he shall say, he went after Leo to the Midbar. And he served to Leo. Ve'omer El Echad Ha'Perushim, the son of one of the Perushim, Shenechus Lamdina, who went into Medina, Achos Loides, says Shvei Avodas Elohim. He went into Medina to teach him Avodas Hashem, how to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vim Tzoyim, and it found them all Loishim Tzeva Echad, all dressed one color, Malbishem and Tachshutem, everything is one color, the dressing. But Oki Vrem, it's a Pesachavitem, he saw also the Pesachvodas. The Kvodim is right in the backyard. He didn't find any woman. He found the whole community all dressed in the most simple way, and everyone caved is outside. No wife is with them. Sure, I always ask them, what's going on here? What is it? Omer told him, Mashu, Roshan, Tsevechot, why are we dressed all with one color? There shouldn't be a chilek between the poor man and the Oshir. The Oshir shouldn't come to pride himself. The only shouldn't become embarrassed. But he should be compared to the person to the earth as the one who's below the earth. We are all, and he should compare the one who is above the earth as to the point that the one who is below the earth, who is below the earth, the mason, that people are buried there. Nemar Echad Malochim. It has been told one of the Malochim of the King Shom is Oreb Ben Avodah. he used to commingle, mix himself in between all his servants. He was not recognized that he is the king. Mr. Shanoi got shiftless because he was always conducting his life with such a humbleness, with a shittim of wish, with dress made simple. He didn't want to be outstanding. So that's where he answered, why are we all dressed alike? Because not to make any chilek. Why are we made a kvorim of our dead people in other tradition? He should teach us, should remind us, we should always be prepared to die. So, well, this is the next step. Let's see. And now we're learning our tzedah, we should prepare our tzedah, what we have to take along, which is going to bring us to this mokam of resting place. This way you're always going to remind so at least you're always in preparation. That which is social for Ashman and Hashem Abonim, why we separated from our wife and children, like we dedicated a place for them in other city, and they live there. Our wife and children, they're living there. But we conduct our life here. One of us need them, we need our wife and need our children. Yeluchaleh will go there. Yashlech Tzorko, Yoshalem, he's going to finish his job and comes back here. Mitne Shirim, because we saw Mamashikon, Solem, Tiris Saleh, because we saw. If he continues to live with our wife and children and the normal life, goes in the tirda salef, goes into out, in the heart, the tirda, roiva hefset, and it makes a tremendous hefset destruction. And that we have so much involved that you give a teirach, amenucha mikol zeh, v'har kokosam, and the menucha is so far away emanated. Lifcha binyona oimobo, we cannot choose the oimobo, v'limaz binyona oimazeh. Therefore, we decided we only are connected with the world the most minimal which we have to. So anything we have to have family life, we go there. But after that, we come back. And here we live. This is our place where we live. We are all misbeuted, and we all alike. And the cave is next to the door, and we all serve Hashem. The Polish likes it to listen. Blessed be Hashem, and so the straight the matter is, okay, doing the right thing. Now when a person is automatically in this matter, that he's a misbeuted, he's a single, he has got family, so many people complain, I'm so lonely, I'm alone, I have no family, nobody looks at me. So what does he say? I don't know, but this is much easier to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, because you have no responsibility to the wife and the children. And for Kushmoku made it, so it's obvious that you should be able to tell Hashem under this condition. You see that those Purushim, when they had wife and children, they did it. So if Kushmoku made this, this is when a person has nothing. So he has to use it as a Bateh Kushmoku, as a Vaidus Hashem. And there's no excuse to say that I am. Unfortunately, many people are broken. Because they are lonely. Hashem didn't give them all these things. The opposite, you should use it as a way to Hashem. If a person would be a husband to a wife, and has many relatives and children and friends, how does he then exercise his bitoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Yiftach Berokim, he will be better with Tzolosam, because Bok is asking for him. He will try to do what he has to give him. Vlasos Chavtzem, he will try to do the minimum, the maximum, whatever he has to do to them. But he has Liba Sholmimoem, and his heart will always have to be complete to them. Yerif Yodem Azokosam, he will never Chasashom damage them. He knows nobody could damage him. He will never try to. He will try everything to do to them which he is involved with to be good to them. And he should be trustworthy in all inyonim. He should teach them. He should teach them all the inyonim atoire in the worldly things to wait to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now that you have to do with your wife and children and friends, your community person. Now you have to serve a Kodesh Baruch in this area that you should be built up after Achu Kumoich, Pomer of Sisson, Zichu Bilvech, you shouldn't hate each other. Lo li yache la gemul mehem, not to hope that that you're going to get something for them. And not you should overly nullify so that you should get. In other words, you shouldn't use it selfishly to society. Usually when a person is involved with people, it's every move just to people. What will I get? What will I gain? What will you get? Everything is politics, a give and take. Says no, he's always going to deal with them, not open. And not because he is loving their covered in the praise, or else he's not using the people that he's covered, that he should be praised. He's not going to use them, that he should dominate over them. Ach, the whole involvement in behavior with those all those people will be the Kaya Mitzvah Saboira, to fulfill the Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu with them. Lishma Brisa, if good of Aleim, and I need to make sure to keep the bris and the mitzvahs on them. Kemishit Yedatoi, Marsoisa Chavtsemer, Achmad Zom Shulchan Etchile. Because if a person will, in his intention, will, he will have in mind to do the things, the relationship that you have with people, of the selfish relationship, you know, to, in order to be, get covered, or Shvach, or Historia, what we mentioned before, the Yasik Ritzoyna Memboelmas, he's never going to accomplish it anyhow. And if a person lives for society, with society, for selfish benefits, he's never going to accomplish it anyhow. And he's going to work for nothing. We work all our life to get something, to accomplish something, and you get nowhere. He's going to use this Olam HaBazeh. Plus, he's going to lose his reward by Olam HaBazeh because he's not doing it to Shem Shemayim. He's not behaving like Shem Shemayim. However, if he's going to use this society and his family, his people, his relationship will be, which is involved by the Selkim alone, everything is Shem Shemayim, and everything is related to by the Selkim, is the opposite. Yav Zerim Elokim, because Baruch Hu will help him, Ligmal Ois Vonim, that he'll reward him even in this world. The Yosim Befiyam Shifchoi, and their mouth, Hashem will put in their mouth his praise. A person who lives with people for being praised, for cover, he will never get it. Plus, he never get it here. Plus, he's losing his shvach olam habo. After the opposite, when a person lives, uses, utilizes all this company, society, for avodas Hashem, for lachri say, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu going to give him olam hazeh too? Kodesh Baruch Hu going to put in their mouth his shvach, v'igdal in yonah b'neim, and they're going to praise him. He's going to be great in their eyes. The gia legmul agod olam habo. Plus, he's going to reach to the big reward of Olam HaBo, because he's fixing the people, he's bringing them to Kodesh, close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Omer Elim and Shlomo Melech, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo Melech, Gam Asher Lo Sha'alto, even what you're not, as Nasati Lecho, I gave you, Gam Oishe Gam Kovet, give you also Oishe Gam Kovet. Shlomo Melech asked Chochmo, Chochmo is the Iker to bring Lechai Olam HaBo. So if you work, if you dedicate your life, and you utilize all your associates, for Chai Olam HaBo, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you even Chai Olam HaZeh, gives you Oishe Kovet. Aval ofne bitchoyne al ahov v'nyonev. How? So this is people with his wife and children. Now, how does he utilize his bitchoyne al Kodesh Baruch Hu when he has to live with people above him? Aval ifne bitchoyne al ahov v'nyonev mishul malu men or some is above him umishul matvan below him mikitas meoda from the groups of people. We said already two things. One, if this person is lonely, he's the easier. Person is involved with family, with fans, is one. Now he says, how do you use the bitochen to Kodesh Baruch Hu in relationship with people above you and people below you? But the point I'm showing you, the straight way is kishiyovi oisa tzoyrech, it's going to come, the condition is going to bring him, levakesh, chayfes, mishulamalmen, it's going to, for instance, he's going to have to come and ask something from people who either they're above him, either they're below him. You should always trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see him Siva Vashlamosu. And they are nothing more than the Siva to accomplish. Just like when a farmer knows that not the earth is giving him panos, Hashem gives him panos, but in order Hashem to give him panos, he has to put in the seed, he has to plant it in the ground. So is also his relationship with the people, he has to know, not the people is giving him what he wants. However, the people nothing more in a siva is shtadlus, just like he's only planting it there. But the real is the one who gives panos in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vim yiritz latrifa memeno. And if he wants to get panos from the earth, he wants panos from the earth. Yitzvah Hazera, the Yitzvah Yirbe. They're only going to give us all the seeds, there'll be more and more. However, Elohoidesah, or the Salzah, is not going to thank the earth. The farmer, after he planted, the earth gave him all this growth, he's not going to go to the earth and going to thank him. Achodel Boyle Lavar, he knows thanking, he's going to have to thank the Kurdish Bokholon. If the Kurdish Bokholon doesn't want to give him panosa from the earth, the earth will not grow anything. Or it may grow, because Semach Pega, but after it grows, something going to come in, going to rot away, it's going to lose it. Ve'en Hashem Oretz, it's not going to fall to the earth. So people, when they have a farmer who has a beautiful crops and everything, he's not thanking the earth. Or when the earth does not give out, or came out damaged, he's not cursing the earth. Because everything comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Cain, so is also. If he's going to ask something from other people, she etzva chalosh lachozok mehem shove basoisa. Oh, the opposite. For we said that he's asking them something, he's depending on them, on the groups of people. So he's looking at groups of people, not more than a field. He knows everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, there's no point of thanking them or cursing them. If they give me, they had not given me. And if they didn't give me, they had not. There's no point of cursing them, because everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Same is the opposite. When people, when Shivakesh, Me'achad Mehem Chefetz, one of them will ask for me something. When they rely on me, they come to me and they ask for me. Then, when they come to me to ask, Shiyi Etzla Chalosh Chozek Mehem Shor Basoysa. It's going to be, even if a strong person or a weak person, a mechubadig person or a simple person is for me equal when I'm doing it. Otherwise, I'm not, you're not to discriminate between an important person and a not important person. The yiftach b'shlomosoy alohim yisborach, and he should only rely when he's accomplishing, fulfilling his the request, he should totally rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'im yishlam al yad echad mehem, and if he's going to be completed through one of them is helping him, that like Panosa came through somebody or Toyri got through somebody, Yoida Boyri Zborach Hashi Yishlam Chefta, he should thank Hashem. Yoida, the Mishnah said Yoida Liba Toyri, but they should give him thank you of his good heart that he was a Shliach Hashem. In other words, not that you should not thank us, who are you, you didn't do for me anything. He said, you thank Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu helped me. And you thank him on your good heart that through you Hashem has helped. Shaboyre hevi to alto el yodoi, because Baruch Hu had both the benefit, the help to you. If we do that, it's not she ena boyre megalgal to ave ela de atzedikim, because Baruch Hu is not megalgal to fem ela de atzedikim. So obviously, because Baruch Hu was good to me, it was through you, you were mashliach. In other words, when you go to a doctor, Baruch Hashem, the person had the refuah shleima, he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank the refuah shleima, but then he has to thank the doctor, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making him a shliach, megalgal to fem ela de zaka. Uma'at hu, it's very little shemizgal kefsadim. It's very non-available. It's not common that the hefsad should come out through tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make sure. Through a tzaddik, no oven will come out, no stumbling will come out, no badness is going to come out. He went to ask a favor, the people should help him, and they didn't come across, and they didn't complete him. Al yashime, he shouldn't blame them. Val yitla ben kitzur. And he shouldn't say, because of you, I didn't get what I wanted. Ach yoyder Elohim, you should thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabuch Hu L'Toyve B'zeh, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made him a Toyve through that that he didn't get. V'shabtem, you should praise him, you try, kifish yeda, according, he knows, mishtadam, lasos, that's as much as they wanted to do. In other words, you go to a person and says, do me a favor, try to get, or go to the doctor, they want to get healed. Unfortunately, things didn't work out. You have to thank the doctor according that you are convinced how much the doctor tried. If the doctor tried, you have to thank him. The fact that he didn't work out because the doctor was a shlomir, the Hashem didn't want to give. Alpha pishlo nishlam kirtzai noi, the kirtzai nom loi. Also, nothing has been accomplished the way he wanted or they wanted. But the main thing, he belongs to thanks because he tried. And the fact he didn't come across because Hashem didn't give. So should he conduct his life with his friends, with his acquaintance, because he does business with them. Shamoshav, so also should he relate to Shamosim, the shoot of this father. Imagine a person hires a Shamos, hires a chauffeur to drive him, and tells him, you'll be here 7 o'clock, and he's not there. You're coming in from the airport, you call up somebody, that the car services, you better be 7 o'clock, my plane is arriving. You get to 7 o'clock, and you have to wait. It's very common. You have to wait for your guy that has to come and pick you up. And you wait like a shlumina have about 3/4 for an hour got late. So don't blame him. If you have to wait, Hashem wants you to wait here. He's only a shliach Hashem. No, because when you know everything, it's nothing, it's no high madrig at all. If it comes from, I bought an example which I always go through. Now you're coming in from Israel, from everywhere coming in, and you call Eiffel and you make sure the driver should be there. The Baruch Hashem got in time. You want to make the minyan. And you come and he's not there. Heva, 3/4. Now you have time for Heva for 3/4 to get angrier and angrier and angrier. You don't take valises with you, because in order to make me out the first of the plane, you shouldn't have to wait for the valise to make sure that you get the minyan. You still have to make the shiur. I remember I became familiar to saw that I could still make the shiur in the morning. I come in the morning flight. And I make sure I leave everything in Israel. I don't take any packages because I don't want to be held up at the baggage claim. And you have only your handshake and you run like a machine and you come out. And then everyone goes and everyone is there, everyone goes away. Your driver is not there. So you're getting angry. So that's the beautiful thing. Even if you will be shamos of a shutfa. So you have to know, this guy couldn't be delayed if Hashem doesn't want you to be delayed. This is Hashem. So the guy overslept, the guy didn't hear the alarm clock, or the guy, whatever the reason was, he gives you all the excuses. But the real reason why he was not there, because Hashem wants you to wait. Why does Hashem want you to wait? There's many reasons. He tests you, how much you work. So, what he used to tell to him, he said to Madrega, what's the Madrega? Don't I know if Hashem wanted him to be here at 7 o'clock, when I told him to be, he would have been here at 7 o'clock. If you want it or not. Now, if the fact that he overslept, Hashem wanted him to oversleep. For what reason, I don't know. To learn from it. And maybe learning not to get angry at the time when you have all the reasons to get angry. It's a greater accomplishment that he would have got in time and got you wherever he wanted to get to be gotten.
The same thing works with your wife when you said, I want to win at 7 and she's not ready by 8.
And everything. Supper. There's nothing. Anything you have to know. Nobody could take away from you what Hashem wants to. That's the way. Here, Bitochen comes in, even in those in Yonim. Bitochen is not only in Parnosetics. In everything, nobody could affect you. Nobody on the world could affect you, not to the good and not to the bad. All the things, all the people which you involved and you rely on them, is nothing more than the farmer has to work with his field. Does he rely the Parnos on the field? Does he curse the field if the field didn't give him the fruit? Does he bless the field when he didn't give him the fruit? That's right, it's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see, I always say that the earth is Amunah. Shchoin Oretz V'Re'ei Amunah. Live in the earth, in the earth, Re'ei Amunah, and pashas of them, and eat from Amunah, because the farmer always invests things in the ground and hopes it's going to give him out. But he's not angry at the ground if he doesn't give out. You know, Panusa comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Amunah Hashem, it's Bitochen. But the field is only a sibah which a Kodesh Baruch Hu put, But there's no point of cursing the field. So is everything and anything with whomever you deal, with your wife and your children, your friends, your business associates, your people above you, where who you rely on them, people below you, the people who rely on you. It's nothing more than all sibahs, it's all mokom ishtamas, but there's no point of being angry that nobody could take anything away from you. So it's not a madrega if you know the truth. And you live in this bitachon. Or for instance, somebody is above you is asking you something. Give me something. Or somebody is below you is asking something. You're going to try to do it with all your heart. You're going to be mishtal to complete it. If you could. And if this person is asking you, it's proper that you should be shtadl. See, when a person asks a big favor, do me a big favor, I need this and this, and if you know, if you're really getting him, you're really doing him a good big favor, and you got it for him. You shouldn't wait for a big thank you. Because you are trying the best that you could do, but you have to rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him. Now all of a sudden, how many times is happening? People come to you for advice, people come to you for certain favor. Please, you know, I have difficulties, I can't get a job. Maybe I could put in a call for me, maybe I could do something. I think to myself, what do you want from me? Why should a person listen to me? What can I do for you more than you did? You tried this and this and this. What kind? So many people tried the Rebbe Sholem Baruch in this couple. Then they come to you. What do you want from me? I don't know what they want from me. But they came. So what do you have to do? You have to put in the shtadlus. But to be Batech and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And then you start putting in very little shtadlus. One meeting, even there, you have to work out so nice. And the people start thinking, oh, you're such a big macher. You tried so much, you have so many advisors, nothing worked. You come right away. But you can't take the credit because you know, before you even started helping those people, that you don't even know what they want from you. You only Batech and HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, well, obviously, if Hashem sends you to me, maybe the cure is here. But I don't know why. So you start tapping around like a blind person, say a few words here and try it. And all of a sudden, people got the biggest advice. And then they're thanking you. They should thank you because it's their job to thank. But no way can you take the thanks. You can't relate, it's coming to me. Because obviously, you yourself know that how helpless you were. You didn't know what the people want from you. If those people are going to be completed through him, otherwise they're going to be helped through you, in I was nothing more than a Siba for the Torah, for the other one, I will thank Hashem. Not they have to thank Hashem, but Hashem was capable of helping you. Maybe more than a man, if I couldn't help those people. Luis Damanero says, I couldn't help them to bring it up. I'm not blaming myself. I'm never guilty if I couldn't help you, because who am I? And I'm never proud if I did help you, because again, who am I? If I did help you, I'm thanking Hashem that you let me, you wanted to tell those people, you used me as a shliach. But if it didn't go, I'm not to blame. If Hashem didn't want to give it to you, Hashem didn't want to help you, what do you want? There's no magician. And you should only let me have shlekitzah. The fact it didn't work out, not because I did less. Obviously, the Chavisur says that you have to let you know your friend that you tried your best. Friends want to be your teiver, and it didn't work out. Says, listen, I tried my best. It's not because he's going to be angry at you, he's going to be hurt. Says, I tried my best. Listen, I couldn't do better. I tried my best. It didn't work out, but that's it. This is when he relates to people higher up. People above him or people below him, that's the way Bitochum should always interject in a relationship and in relates to people. So this way, you could see, this way, a person, there's never a thing which a person says, it's not for me. When people come to you for a favor, there's no such a thing, what do you want from me? You send them off, trying nothing. There's no such thing as that. When people come to you asking you something, obviously there's a reason. Hashem sent them to you. What can you do? I don't know. Try the best. Be mishtav. Just tell you got a telephone call, respond. I have in the seminars that tells all of those stories. And you got a telephone call, you just respond. You respond, you didn't share. Now, you were mitzliach. You know it's not coming to you. You were the Hashem was mitzliach then. You were not mitzliach. And I'm blaming yourself. I tried my best. So therefore, people should never be devastated when they put in a lot of efforts to helping a person. Show them, it didn't work out. Listen, I did mine. What can I do? Let them know. I did my best, which I could do. Hashem obviously didn't want. Aval inyone oyve vachoyim davim vakshir also, how should he relate? How should, see, what the Chavis Tavos is explaining, how does Bitochum being used in day-to-day life with people, in every area, with wife, with children, when you're lonely, with people. Now, how does Bitochum come in when you deal with enemies? You're dealing with people are your enemies. Oyve vachoyim davim, people who are envying you. Vakshir also, people who love to see you, things go bad with you. Yiftach bin Yonem al Abadrech Yisrael. You should rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu totally all this in Yonem. Yisbal Chalpasa. You should be able to tolerate the shame which they put on him. Valik Molem Kefolam. You shouldn't reward him as they do it. Because they're bad to you, don't be bad to them. Achik malam chesed. The contrary, you should do chesed to them. The Yaslam should do to them. Kol mashiyuchal lasim etar. Anything which you could do to them good, you should do. How? Because the yiskoy beliboy. Because he should always remember in his heart. Shetay altav in yiskoy. To benefit him or to damage him is only beyond a boy's heart. It's only the hands of Hashem. It's not in their hand. You see, people want to hurt you, and people are hurting you. Don't be angry at them. Try to do chesed with them. Either hurt you. Nobody could hurt you. If you got hurt, it's in Hashem's. And if Hashem doesn't want to hurt you, nobody could hurt you. Vimi es sibe lazikoy. If those people will be a sibe, a reason that the mazik is damaging, yachshav lehem atayv. No, you should think of them good. The yachshav es atzmo, you should suspect himself in mass of his doing b'royak d'moys v'itzalah, because I deserve it. In other words, if the people, though my enemies, were the reason that I got damaged, is you have to say, it's not. They damaged me. I deserved it because I didn't do what I had to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were the V'ischamen el Elohim, you should only pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'vakesh milfonav l'chaper avanoisav. If he sees me continuously being damaged, you should ask Hashem, please forgive me of my sins. Then his enemy is going to return to love him. They will become all friendly. Like the Chochem says, the Pesuk in Mishlei, "Bitzoyis Hashem, Bitzoyis Hashem, Darkei Ish." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting the drachma of a person's life, "Kam Oivav Yashlim Itoy." Even his enemies becomes his friend. In other words, if I get straighten out with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, my biggest enemies are becoming shalom with me, because nobody could even hate you if Hashem doesn't. So every time that you see that people are hating you, they want to hurt you, they talk on you, you have to say, this comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Make a chesna nefesh, where had you sinned? And don't blame the people. I could say the people are defeated. It's too bad. The guy will hurt all the chayef. If you got hurt through them, you have to tell the person, you have to be meichel. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to send you. When you see a person is hurting you, you have to say, why did you deserve that Hashem picked you to hurt me? Obviously Hashem is hurting me. What? I have never heard of Moses. You have to be hurt through me. So this is the third chelik of bitochen. So bitochen is the most ingredient thing in everything and anything in life. It's not only in panoses people think, not only when doctors think of. B'chlal, all the behaviors, how you look at people. And of course, the most, as we learned before, the most when you have it, if it's a difficult life, energy, complaining, all the thing comes to you because Hashem sends it to you. She's a shliach. There's no point of because if not, even if a nice person, you tolerate everything, because you're always going to have a mortgage on her, you're always going to have a claim against her. But if everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu and the most little detail, you're never going to blame her. So she's not, she's in a shielding, what can she do? You have to go? No. Now to explain the fourth portion in Yonah Chavis Alvovas Va'evirim. Chelik Arvim Bitochen. Now, how does Bitochen affect our Chavis HaKodesh Baruch Hu in Avodas Hashem? In Chavis Alvovas Va'evirim. In the Chavis which we have to do Avodas Hashem in our hearts, or the Chavis which we have to do Kodesh Baruch Hu by doing actual mitzvahs. Sh'odam is yachad, which a man is dedicated to the Aloysa Meniskon, to the benefit of the mitzvahs or the damages. We say this is, for instance, how does Bitochen affect the person's Avodas Hashem when it comes Katzoim to fast days, Katfila to davening, Kasuka to make a Misuka, Kalulav, Katzitzah, Shmira, Shabbos, and Me'adim? In all this, Avodas Ha'evrim, this is a Chavis Ha'evrim, when you're doing physical things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or V'yimona min Averas, or when you have to hold back not to do any Averas, how does Bitochen affect us in those areas? Also, the Kol Chavis Alvovas, also the Chavis Alvovas in the heart, and you have to have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart. Lo Yisavorinu al Zilosoi, that he shouldn't go away from you. V'saloisan, how will the Chavis Alvovas benefit? Bitochen benefit you in the Chavis Alvovas. V'niskon, v'yichodas bo, v'lisho v'ni odam. How does the Nezek affecting you without any other people? You is often Yoshua Bitochen Mekuram Alim Yisborach. What is the condition, the style of Bitochen which should be interjected in all those areas which I will explain? I will explain how does Bitochen help us in Chodes, in Avodas Hashem, which has to do with Chodes Averim, the external mitzvahs which we do, which has to do with Chodes Alvovas, which is Seven Kodesh. How does Bitochen affect us? And when him Eshal Avodas Hashem Emes Berachba, and I will ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to teach me the truth in Vizvagumas. It's interesting. When it comes to explain how Bitochen is in Parnosa, how Bitochen is in relationship to people, how Bitochen is when you're lonely, all these areas, he didn't have to ask a special bakosha as Melekim Eshal Hoyres Oise Emes Barachmo. But when it comes to explain how does Bitochen affecting Aravoides Hashem, Chovis Alvovas, and Chovis Averim, he's asking Hashem, please help me, I shouldn't make a mistake. Because if we're talking Yiddishkeit, and how does Bitochen, how do I use the tools of Bitochen in serving a Kodesh Baruch. But who this is? Kemas Avoido, Vavedo Bitochen Odam, Ki im Bikobe Shloisha Dvori. Oh, this is one of the most beautiful, beautiful pieces in this. There is the Kasha, how do you reconcile Bechira by Hechrach? Right to Mitzvahs, right to Kodesh Baruch. How does it depending on my Bechira? And how much is affecting a Kodesh Baruch? And how does Bitochen come in here? So that a person does something in a Shavodas Hashem, this cannot be accomplished, can be covered, shloshet vorim. Three things have together. We have three phases in anything which is being done. The first is a Bechira Beliba Matzpuna. You have to choose in your heart, inside, what you want to do. You want to be good or not? You want to give tzedakah or not? You want to be mispalel or not? But Shaini, the second thing is Hakavone Vaskome Lasois Mashabochavone. That you have to commitment that you want to do it. First, that you choose to be good. Second, that you committed to do this particular thing. Then Vashlisha comes into the third stage. Shishtad Ligmur Amasavay. But if should we mishtadl to do it, Halil is to bring it out to bring it out. It's still gather a master to bring it out as a result. Whatever you intended to do, that you're a master, you should really taka do it. Imash ain't an element many behem. And one thing which is definitely not nelem, which is not conceived, which is obviously to you, kibchiras avoda v'aveda, to choose, do you want to do a mitzvah or you want to do a veda? V'kavona v'skom ala ma'aser, or your commitment that you dedicated to do. Those things are definitely a betoch l'alim b'zeh tosu sichu. There should be no betoch. You can't sit back and say, should I go to daven or not? As well, I rely on a kodesh b'ch, whatever Hashem wants me to, I'm going to do. There's no betoch in here. In those first two, in other words, in every mitzvah he said there's three stages. One is the bechira. Do I want to be good or want to be bad? Two, the commitment to do this particular thing's good. And three, try to be mishtal to do it. Where does Bitochen come in? Bitochen only comes into the third. When you come to the ma'aser to do it, now I need Bitochen, Hashem should help you, should be able to finalize, to accomplish it. But the first two things, the bechira, to choose to be good or bad, it's up to you. There's no Bitochen coming into the picture. And also, vaskoma beliba la soisa, and even the commitment you have to do it, is also up to you. You can't say, should I be good or bad? Well, it's after Kodesh Baruch Hu Bitochen. Should I make a commitment to be good or bad? It's after Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, there's no Bitochen there. When you chose to be good, and you made a commitment in your heart to do this particular good things, now you go out to be mishtabel to do it, now you need Bitochen, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you to do it. And sometimes you could accomplish it because Hashem will let you accomplish it, and sometimes you didn't accomplish it because Hashem didn't let you accomplish it. But if you didn't accomplish it, you're not going to blame yourself. Hashem, I made a choice, I made a commitment, and I was trying to be mishtabel. It didn't work out, you Hashem, everything is done through you. That's what he says. Says, when it comes to the point, when a person comes to choose to make a mitzvah aveira, when kavona vaskoma alamayse makes his dedication, is a bitochen alim b'zeh when he relies on a kodesh baruch in this area, is toles sechel, is another stupidity, is a toles. Kaboyer is borechenia, but shusene bechira savedos amelach kodesh baruch will live in our shoes, our bechira. You have to choose life. But Aniyah Bar Shusayna, he didn't left us in our hands, to finalize, that's not in our hands. That's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. It will be Sibishan Chutzvoni. This is really dependent, totally outside of us. Mizlamas Biktsositim, sometimes you accomplish what you want, when you know it's Biktsositim, sometimes you can't do it. If he's going to rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Bechira of the Voida, in the Chos, The Yom says, "Lo efcha v'lo echav." I'm not choosing anything, and I'm not going to think about that. And last is to the anyway. So when at sheifchili atoyv merik, till the Kodesh Baruch Hu make the choice, kvar tov miderech hashori, went away from the right path. Im adav ragol matzlach nachoni, his feet went away from his from the right path. This or not? Kavoyris borech Kodesh Baruch Hu kvar tzavoni already commanded us lifchad b'mas avoyris. We have to choose the mas avoyris. Elechav and elayo. We have to be b'shtadlus. We have to be trying to make shtadlus come belev. We should try to be committed in our heart to do everything that God asks us to do. But the only, and let us know that she opened the chayin alone. This is the right way to live. Boilem azeh, boilem abo. He told us you have to try. ואם הסתרמי הסיב אז אין איפה קודש ברוך הוא will give us the סיב ותוך עם גמר המאי שבו ודו סויה שקוד מחילוסייני בו אם קודש ברוך הוא will let us accomplish to achieve all these things which we decided to do יאלונו and this is already with the בתוך because the קודש ברוך הוא gave it to you however יאלונו שכר הגולה וחיר בבוי אבל כמובן לא עשו איסו קודש ברוך הוא will give us the reward that as we did it why because we were בויכר to it we would choose to do it אבל השלום עצמא עשה בעבר מלאם because we and actually what we accomplish Hashem says you accomplish it because you le maise were boicher to do it and you committed yourself to it we mi mora mina evrim gmara maise if a kodesh bachu will not let us finalize the gmara maise also we chose good and we committed to it yelon schara bchir va kovar kodesh bachu still give us schara because after all you chose to be good and you touch kodesh schara ma shekola chino oina shal aveira so it's also is the oinish but you're getting an aveira when a person is trying to do an Aveda, is choosing to do an Aveda, his real Aveda is his choice to be bad, the commitment to do Aveda. Now how many people are sitting and planning to rob a bank and to be Ganovim? So they Ganovim. They chose to be Ganovim and they committed themselves to be Ganovim. Now the fact they went stealing and it didn't work out, the watchman was there, it didn't work out. This Hashem didn't let it do, but they themselves are sinners. So not the mitzvah and Aveda is not in the final end result. Because this is in the hands of Hashem, the mice is in the hands of Hashem. The bechira to be good and bad, and the commitments. It's also important for everyone to practice in avodas Hashem. But the difference is when you apply avodas avoda or the other activities. Shishar in yoni oilam, all the other activities lo niglu lo ni afni atayvera besibe min asibul adushirisam. We don't know. We don't see the goodness and the badness from all the things which are happening. You don't also see what is bad, what is elimination from one to the other. Because we could never establish which work is good for us, which is better to do for parnosa, for health. All our physical involvements and activities, whatever we do, we never know what is really beneficiary, what is not beneficiary, what we should, what is damaging, what is not damaging. You don't see the results. The main thing is, he made you panosa. Now, if you make a panosa through running a grocery, or to running a drugstore, or to becoming a shoemaker, you only look at your check, finally, Bokshma made panosa. To know that you tikkun, yashgocha protesis, that you have to run after drug story, you have to run after this story, that we don't know. Those things you only find out in the end. Because we don't know which, loybe is the schoire, we don't know which schoire for us is the our purpose. Beze derech, beze maise min amaise, elo min atzliya kushin is galgabem. We don't really don't know in which activities you should be involved in order to be mitzliya. Mele, min abdin, it's appropriate we should really only rely on Kodesh Baruch and all our choices and all fulfillment that he's going to help us which is good thing. Because Lamaisi you see many shoemakers are making money and many shlemises make money and many doctors make money and many doctors don't make money and many real estate people make money so it doesn't make money. So, but the tzloch has nothing to do with the trade. It's not shat. You are in a bad business, therefore you don't make money. The master says, in every trade, in every business, they are good and they are bad. Now, when you happen to be a real estate man, you happen to be matzliach, don't say, oh, I'm a simple because I happen to have a good business. You see, if I would have a gross, I would know. The one who's matzliach in anything, he would be matzliach no matter what. He would say, well, toilet paper, also got to be matzliach. The one who's not matzliach, like the president of the United States, is also not going to be matzliach. why are you exactly in this business and the other one exactly in the other business? Well, this is something that Baruch Hu sent to me. This is his tikkun. This is his purpose. Why he came down to the road, he has to be in this business. Now, you don't see the necessity. Why exactly this? This is something which is told. In other words, the bitochen we use in our day-to-day life, you don't see the byproduct right away. You don't see the byproduct right away. Memele achshin is gargalem and is chalen aleil leoy leuvein leuchilas atoy meriyah leil mehem. You don't see because this is avod avoides avoides is borach. However, to use the bitochen when it comes to avoides Hashem, in any case, not let. Mitzvah shikvar hadi onu. We already let you know, to told you, opnianu chayino ba. What is has the appropriate way? Use of it. Tzivah lifchar ba, and of course Baruch Hu from Eilat Avs that he should be boicher. V'yoyed Asun b'gmil ole. See, in Avodas Hashem is not so. There you haven't got three choices. It's the in businesses, you have bechira. If you want, you're going to do this, you're going to go to business, you're going to go to work. Yes, the Torah allows you, has your free choice. But when it comes to Sefer Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're in Yerushalayim, there you are. You can't say, you must keep Shabbos, you must put on tefillin. Vitzivoni Litcho, because Baruch Hu commanded us to be joined, Yod HaSol Megmura, and told us, if you're going to do it, you're going to be rewarded. Im Nishanel Ola Bevchirosai, if we're going to beg him, if Tachora Bevbara Sein, Ofna Toim Lonu, and if you're going to say, well, Hashem, if you want me to put on tefillin, you put on tefillin for me. No, I rely on you. Like in business, I could say, Hashem, listen, I don't want to go out today to work, I want to sit and learn. Will I make panos? Ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, beg it. That's it. And he is going to send you panosa. That you're allowed to do. But he comes for matzahs and says, I don't going to buy matzahs. I'm not going to worry for matzahs. I'm not going to clean the house for chumetz. I have bitochen. Hashem wants me to eat matzahs. Well, let's go. Let you do it. No, then you're going to be punished. If in this chan of chirosa, we're going to beg him and we're boycott him. When Niftach Ola, we're going to rely on him, but we're saying, often I tell you, you should show us the goodness near Toim Bitvorei. We're going to be fools, we're going to be mistaken. Schol mi bitchanei, we're going to be fools in Abitochen. Mitzvah Shepar Kodma, hoi di Osre Sonu, because you already in advance told us, Darki Aboyri, told us what we should do. Al Shei Leini Boyri Mazebu, which is going to be beneficial for us in this world and the world to come. So when Hashem speaks to you in clear terms, as the Torah speaks to you in Inyone Yirish Shemayim, what you have to do, what you're not going to do. If you're going to do this, you're going to be good. If you're not going to do this, you're going to be bad. There you can't apply bitochen. Hashem, still, after all, I'm relying on you. After all, everything is in your hand. Hashem spoke to you very clearly. Kama Shomar, like the Pesuk says, Vitzaveh Hashem Lassus, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us Lassus to make us call a chukim and eile. All these rules, Liyiro es Hashem Elokim, to fear him, to toy below, and to call him, to be good to us all the day. Omar with Bul Oilam, so it means Hashem tells very clearly he's going to be good in this day, in this Oilam Abo, Oilam Azeh.
Actually, doing the
mitzvah
is also the
covenant
behind
them. Now, the covenant behind him, you could always definitely actually doing. And more than this, in Yonim, which Torah tells us, even in Parnosah Oilam Azeh, Hashem says, if you're going to do this, you're going to have Parnosah. Like he says, but when Hashem allows us, it's called chukim ha'ele, because Baruch Hu commanded us to do this chukim, this mitzvah, li'iro es Hashem al-kem, we should fear Hashem our God, in order l'toiv lonu, to make us good kol ha'yomim all the days. So obviously here he must have obvious bitochen and 100% a guarantee to realize that because Baruch Hu is going to make, because Hashem says it's going to make good for you. This is in this world. When it comes in to the Shemuel of Olam also, it's Tzedakah Tiyalonu, Kinishma Lasa. Hashem said, Tzedakah righteous is going to be first, if we're going to preserve, do the mitzvah of Hashem. So when Hashem tells us in clear terms, that when you're going to be doing mitzvahs and asim tayim, it's going to be good for you, Ashechu Bo'olam Hazeh, Tzedakah Bo'olam Habo, here you can't apply a bitochen. Maybe, if yes, yes, if no, no. Like in Yona Olam Hazeh, in Parnosah Lachon, you could say, you could have bitochen. If I make panos, it's good. If I don't make panos, it's also good. Why it's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm relying on Hashem. That's in Bitochen, in panos, but it comes in panos, in Yonah, in Oilam Abo, in Ruchnias. No, there, what Hashem says, that governance, and Hashem removes you. Here you're not supposed to be about there. Why the more? In Yonah Oilam, in the Yonah, which you do in this world, panos things, why you allowed to apply Bitochen and you have free choice and to use it according you'll be talking. Because yes, Shatoshiva Sibam Shabachas Maguna, because it's possible sometimes the things which looks good, it's gonna be really not good. It's gonna be Maguna. It's gonna be really ugly. From Guna, and sometimes the not good, the Shabachas could become good. In other words, we have free hand to choose according our Madrega of Bitochen what to do, what not to do in business area or in any other worldly activities. Because not necessarily what you consider to be today good is good. And what's considered to be bad is being bad. So therefore, there's no clean-cut things what you must do, what you must not do. No. For instance, people pick themselves up, became a style, they sell their homes, the small homes, and they build themselves bigger homes. Sell what everyone does. It's good. And you're going to do it too. Who says it's good? Maybe it's not good. Maybe it's not good. Maybe it's not good. And people do other things which is not good. Elohim may do other things and you say, and it may be good. So therefore, the Bechir is being left in your hand to use it to apply it according to your Bitochen. Because you have no clear-cut definition what is good, what is bad. But in your mitzvahs, in your averus, it's not so. Everything is very clear, cut, defined in the Torah. Anything which is ugly, in Ruchni's bigger terms, anything which is an avera will remain avera forever. Anything which is a mitzvah, will never be removed from this. A mitzvah will remain a mitzvah forever. You're never going to be disappointed in the mitzvah. An avera is going to be an avera forever. And you're never gonna think that it's gonna change. It's never gonna change. Therefore, there's no. That's not. You can't use bitochen that you should have leeway to do things the way you see things, because you seeing doesn't mean anything. Everything is very clear cut in the Torah, and nothing could oversmart Torah. It's one of the things which is a very dangerous thing that we try to put in rational into the Torah. Which is, one end is good. I mean, the Shkofa has to be brought out through, has the Tamim Mitzvah, the Chinuch brings down, the Menisforim bring down, they bring out the Shkofa, they bring in Tamim, but that, if you take it literally, that's the whole reason, the whole purpose why Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mitzvah to do this and not to do this, then the thing could turn against you. Because the more you could beautifully, rationally rationalize Torah and try to understand everything, rationalizing Torah, there's a danger that your Torah is only mevusas, that your Torah is only established in rational facts. And sometimes rationality dictates you totally different and gives you the reshus sometimes to overlook a certain advice of Chazal, a certain advice of Usul Mishmer, Usul Mishmar, to make a fence to the fences. And says, well, according to our rational terms, I don't have to be careful. And the minute you're over of any kind of divrei chazal, eventually you're going to fall totally over. Why is that allowed to rationalize in Torah? It's not to be saying that this is the time of mitzvah. The rationality which is being brought down by Sforim, by Rishonim, and by Achronim, which we've been talking about, is not because this is. We have to know that every mitzvah, no matter how rationally beautiful it's explained, in the end, is still a choik. It's still a choik. That's the reason. If you see, but it brought down the pasuk which we just learned last week in the parsha, says Vetzaveni Hashem Lasois, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to do as kol achukim ho eile, all those chukim. He calls all the mitzvahs chukim. That's kol achukim umishpotim ho eile, because the real foundation is that we have to know in the biggest mishpat, what is a mishpat? The most rational law. That's a mishpat, a rational law. You understand it? There isn't a mishpat which is not a chok. Everything is a chok. Everything has a chok. The mishpat and the rational around it is nothing more than a keli, an external levush. But that's not now, because if you build the whole Torah, your rationality, obviously there's a definitely great danger that you may lose it. If it goes against your rationality, you may lose it. And this, as the Maral explains, we see the Seder Sadibro is divided 5 and 5. 5 is on first Luchos, it's been Odom Lamokam, between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the other 5 is been Odom Lachaveiroi. And it says parallels, everything goes in a line. which is the first of the first five. I'm the God, you God. It's a pure religious law between you and Hashem. What is the next line in the other table? Loi Sirtzach. Don't commit murder. Now, Loi Sirtzach is the most rational mitzvah. Go and understand the Loi Sirtzach. I'm the God, you God, as we took out of Mitzrayim, which is the more mystical mitzvah, the more spiritual mitzvah, the most not rational. There should be a God, should take out the whole nation, and should give birth to a nation, and should command every little thing. So says the Meral, actually not the Meral, the Lekita Torah, the Balatani, the Meral says this, but the Balatani explains it in such a Lekita Torah. What is it in one line? This one is teaching the other. One is teaching the other. But just as Loisitzach is accepted because it's so rational that every Goyla Havdel will know the Loisitzach, so shall be Onoich Hashem Elkecho accepted, which is totally removed from your rationality. Otherwise, the Onoich Hashem Elkecho, which is totally not rational, it's a fact, and a mystical fact, should be just as well set in you and be comfortable with as you are comfortable with the Loisitzach. Just like you don't doubt the Loi Sirtzach and becomes an integral part of you, so should be comfortable with the Noich Hashem Elokecho, should be an integral part of you. That teaches Loi Sirtzach of the Noich Hashem. And then the Noich Hashem teaches on Loi Sirtzach, just like Noich Hashem Elokecho is a commandment of Hashem, for Hashem alone. And nobody on his own would ever dream and make up a religion, which if it wouldn't be the case. So a total mystical, total commitment, a total chok. So Loi Sirtzach should be totally accepted because of Onoich Hashem Elokecho. Don't accept Loi Sirtzach, don't murder just because your rational agrees with it and you have the feeling with it. It's a goyish Loi Sirtzach. Even the Loi Sirtzach, the most human understanding of Loi Sirtzach, don't commit murder, should be based on the Onoich Hashem Elokecho. Because in the Loi Sirtzach there is a chok, just like in Onoich Hashem Elokecho. Now obviously, if everything is such a chok, Yud Bichtochen and Yud Bichire can't come in and rationalize this is less important, this is more important. So therefore there is a, especially in the Inyonim, for not to do anything with women, not to talk to women. Especially we that we have to do with women in the sense of women, or it has to do with businesses, what you do with secretaries, you have to do with clients, you have to do to sell. Areas where the Torah, the Metzias forces us to relate to women. But we have to know there's not one memra in Chazal which should be ignored. I'm different, I'm allowed. The Mishnah says, Altar Besicha Me'isha, don't speak much with the women. The Mishnah says, Be'ishtar Be'kalvchoy Me'isha Schaver, Shekol Amar Besicha Me'isha, Goyim Lola Atzu Sofi Yerish Gehenem, says the Mishnah, it applies to every one of us. To the biggest businessman, which has to do with women, is busy in business. Or to the biggest rope, which has to do with kiddush hachayim, has to do with childlessness, has to do with shalom bayis. You can't be smart. You can't rely on you. You have to talk to the women for hours. You have to talk to even when sometimes shalom bayis, the most intimate things, and you have to straighten her out. But you always have to remember that Chazal, Al Tal V'Sicha Misha, Shemakol Amal V'Sicha Goyim Dola Asa V'Sofi Yerush Ganem. Because Al Tal V'Sicha Misha is not only rationally understood, if you're going to be overly friendly to a woman, eventually, Chas V'Shalom, if you could hook her into you, you got hooked on her, and Chas V'Shalom, you could deteriorate to something. No, it could be an 85-year-old man with a 15-year-old little girl, could be with a 10-year-old little girl. She's a Isha. Altar v'sicha misha. There's a chok, there's a statue in the altar v'sicha misha. And you can't say, I'm totally removed. There's nothing to do with it. There's nothing to do with it. Or it's a yichud. It has nothing to do with me. There's no such a thing. It's a famous story. It's one of the old chassidim. It was a very old man. And lived with his wife for many, many years, maybe for 50, 60 years. And it was before he was dying. He was very old, he was dying. And they had no children. And there was a problem because this man had a brother. So this woman has to be miyum, has to go to Chalita. And the brother was in America. The story was going back in Europe still, in Russia. And by the brother in America was not religious anymore. And she would be, as an old lady, she would be stuck as Yibim, Zikas Yibim, because until the brother of this dying man in America wouldn't make Chalitza, this woman could never marry. And it's an Indian too. So what could you do in order to save the woman? She'd have to go through the Pamchalita. So they decided that he's going to give her a get. He's going to give her a get. So she's going to be grusha. It's no more chizik esiyim. And in the hospital they arranged it. And he divorced her. He divorced her get. But she was servicing him. She was like a nurse to him. And then following day, he comes like normally. He came in. She came into the room. He jumped out of the window. It wasn't a house. It was in a house. And then she came. He jumped out of the window, like a fire, like a shadow. He jumped out like a gun. As soon as he came in, he saw the tzichet. He jumped out of the window. What do you mean? I'm gonna be miyachad with Ishta Megureshes? This man was 80 years old already. There's no rationality here. There's no yitzer hara. He's not this. He could hardly move. He was sick. But Ishta Megureshes. Chazal is chazal. Tzichet is tzichet. There's no rationality. If you're gonna take all the rational terms, no, it doesn't mean me. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean. There's no chokhmah. There's no bechira in here. It's very in Yoni Gashmiim in Parnassus. Then bechira comes in. To what extent you could go leave behind to do it, not to do, yes to do, to rely on Hashem, not to rely on Hashem. You have a lot of leeway. According you betochen in Yoni Gashmiim, you can't bring in betochen at all in Yoni Rachmiim. Hashem says very clearly, this is that you have to do. Yes.
Well, the term maskim, that applied to the opposite, this, that really what they said was that if it didn't make sense, then you don't have to do it. Is that basically what the idea of
maskim was? Maskim was, you know one thing, in Chabad, the Ziknechsim was also called maskil, Asher maskil eldad. It's called the maskilim. The difference between the maskilim in Chayv Salvo, the one who learns Chayv Salvo is in the Ma'ariv Nevoichim, is also a maskil. Maskil means understanding. We're putting in deep understanding, and everything which could be understood is going into the fullest depth to understand things. The difference was between the maskilim, as we call them, the Enlightenment movement, which started the Reform movement, because they went and they took it as a duty to establish the Torah on a scholar, on understanding. And everything had to be understood, so they minimized Torah to the capacity of the human's understanding. And therefore everything within Chazal was also connected, which agreed with my understanding. So obviously, according man's understanding, take an 80-year-old man, the Yisrael doesn't apply to him, so the Yisrael doesn't apply to him. But now, the Shlomo Melech HaBezdir was Goizan Yisrael, and Yisrael became an Aveder. And even there's a Shittus HaDeraisa, comes out, just like you will understand, there's no rationality in eating chazer. Is there rationality in eating chazer? No, there's no rationality in eating chazer. So it's a yichud. It's a yichud, it's an iser in himself, although it may not lead never to an aveira himself. We apply yichud, of course, yichud is to defer temptations. That's what we call yichud. Defer temptations. But this man is blind, this man is 80 years old, this man is, that's not shaykh, he's a tzaddik in the city. No, there's no such a thing. Ein chokmah tzu neged Hashem. Ein apitropes l'rais. The minute you over a piece of yichud, the minute you speak more than you... What does it mean? Altar b'sicha me'isha. What does altar mean? What does it mean? Altar
b'sicha me'isha.
An extra word. Sometimes you may speak a million words with a woman, it's not one word extra. And sometimes you speak 10 words, it's one word extra. If you speak one word more for the woman for the sake of talking to the woman, company. Company, it's a comfortable, they have comfortable, you know, people, unfortunately, this especially the American world doesn't know it, even the Torah world does not know it. You know, there's nothing wrong, people don't feel anything wrong, have a comfortable conversation for a woman, just for the sake of courtesy. No, it's absolutely wrong to be, yes, good day, good morning, there's a necessity to be a mensch. But how you do, keeping company, keeping on the telephone, just to talk for the sake of talk is not allowed. It's simply not allowed. Oh, it's not going to affect me. What are you talking about? There's nothing to do with affecting. It's a mishnas chazal. You have no bechira on that. There's no bitochen. You can't rely. Listen, my irishamai, my thing. There's no bitochen on that. And now, you could see, the chazal didn't ask it to go into McDonald's and to buy a 7-up. You're allowed to tell to go into McDonald's. You're allowed to be aloha even to walk into a bank and see money on the table. Because Hashem knows to what extent you may be tempted, may not be tempted. So Hashem had not forbidden us, Chazal had not forbidden us to be exposed to certain temptation. you're allowed to deal with Dvorim Asurim, even to a certain extent, whatever is allowed. Even you're not gonna eat certain fartik. I have a friend who's dealing with cheese. He's a big importer of cheese, of trefe cheese. He's selling cheese, trefe cheese, which he will not eat day and night. People deal with wine, all kinds of things, go and touch it. It's not. He's allowed. Quite considered. But when it comes to Eroyus, Chazal put us down. Now, all this restriction, limitation, Chazal put us down in Eroyus, there's a reason also to be carried after. And that may be the foundation of the original prohibition. But once they establish the Isur, it becomes the Isur in himself, even the time is missing. It's a chok in himself, the Isur by himself. And it's not that. And even if a person is Marbasicha Benem Isha, it's Seifa Yerush Geherab is a Mitzir. That's what Chazal said. Some is Marbasicha Benem Isha. I feel a bit stumbled. This is something. Do we take it literally?
Why is it Gorem Rava? It should say it's Be'etzim Rav. It's Gorem Rav. It's like a step removed. It causes something.
Forget.
The Gorem is something that causes something. It's not Hezek itself. It's Gorem.
Because that's an addition. A Tel Mesicha Mishra is already a prohibition. And in the top of it, it says, if you're going to transgress this Mishra, you're over of this. Plus, the Gorem Rav, that you go further and further and further and further. And this is also a fact. Don't outsmart yourself. Don't think that you could do it. As Shlomo Melech says, what is Shlomo Melech? He says, "Gvaldik Moshe, Rak Liyavar Anoshim, he should not add wife, ki Yesiris Levova, because they're going to remove his heart from HaKodesh Baruch Hu." So what does Shlomo Melech says? Since Torah says the reason, so why does the Torah says the reason? Because there's an exception. Wherever the reason is not applicable, there's no permission. So what does he do? He says, "Ani arbe v'loy osur. I will be marbe v'loy osur. I will not, because since the Torah said so, I could be marbe and I will not remove my heart." And what did he do? He added twice.
Why do you think he could do it? What makes him an exception?
Because Shlomo Melech, let me tell you. A man has two components to himself, has a brain and has a heart. Okay? These two things are really competing with each other, contradicting. A man with a brain is in contradiction that he should be tempted by his heart. Temptation of a heart is a very low, earthy, unthinking person. Gravitate. Aroyas comes from Lev Choymet. A person with a brain is totally eliminating the chemda of the Lev. You know, this is the famous. It's an old thing, even Lahavda in mathematics, mathematicians, great, big brain people, big professors, big thing. They have no temptation for women at all. They have no left chemet. They have even problems to relating to their wives. They can't live family life. They don't get married. They can't. It just doesn't work. The function doesn't work. Chochma is totally removing the function. Now, but that is a kliyar v'lenoshim. He should not add by kliyoser eslevova. He shouldn't remove his heart. He Torah is testifying, the Novi says, the Yechkam Shlomo Kolodom. Shlomo is the biggest chokham. Shlomo Melech was busy in any given second observing, you know, when the trees are talking one with each other. Imagine sitting here hearing the discussion of the forest, hearing the discussion of the birds, hearing the discussion of the angels, of the shadim, of the demos, everything. His ears was tuned in to the communication of the world. There wasn't a communication in the world that Shlomo Melech had not listened to. He bugged everything. And he learned from everything. Of everything, Shlomo Melech was capable of making 3,000 mesholim. Everything to explain. I mean, we have no vast idea what Chochma Shlomo is. We have no idea what Chochma Shlomo is. What does mean Chochma Shlomo? The Zohar Kodesh says, Moshe Melebar Shlomo Melegav. But Moshe is in the inside, but Moshe was on the outside, Shlomo was in the inside. But anything that Moshe was masik b'nevua, Shlomo was masik b'chochmo. Anything which Moshe, the nevua is a gewaltig, Hashem speaks this, you know. All the time which Moshe Rabbeinu was masik b'nevua, was understanding nevua, because Hashem taught him the Torah, Shlomo Melech was masik b'chochmo, had the rational insight of that, except one thing in Por Aduma, except Por Aduma. I reached the peak of Chochma, the he, but this this is one thing which I don't understand. The difference between Shlomo Melech and Moshe Rabbeinu was in only one area, one mitzvah, a Por Adumah. There's one thing which Moshe Rabbeinu knew deeper als Novi that Shlomo didn't know als Chochma. But everything else, Shlomo was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Chochem Odif Minovi. Chochem is greater than Nevuah. Chochem is greater than Nevuah. But the truth of the matter, Shlomo and Moshe are the same. The Shlomo is the external levush of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe was masik b'nevuah. Shlomo Melech complimented him by masiket b'chokhma. So comes Shlomo Melech and says, I'm all one piece of chokhma. This woman will be Yosef Slavovi. So what happened? He did marry, and Yosef Slavovi. Yes, they moved his heart. What does it come to teach us? You can't chokhma to a neged Hashem. You can't be a chokhma neged. If Hashem says loyar b'lenoshim. Pen Yosef es Levova goes on Shlomo Melech. Goes on Shlomo Melech.
Shlomo Melech was a Yiro Shamayim. I mean, in the essence, he certainly was.
But he failed in this respect. He failed. Period. He failed in this respect. He failed in this respect. So you could see the biggest God, the one thing which neutralizes the Chemda Salev is Chochmo, is Bino, is Das, is understanding. And there was something greater in Chochmo than Shlomo Melech. And there's no chokhmah, ain't chokhmah tuna. Has the Adityr Bishmol said, when the chokhmah made a gzeire, the person should not read Shabbos alone in front of a candle, shem yate. Maybe it's gonna bend the candle, it's gonna bend the candle Shabbos, it's gonna come to chil Shabbos. So Bishmol says, ani ekrev lo yate. I'm a strong person, I'm disciplined, I know what I'm doing, I will read, and lo yate. So that's the Gemara says, tam kora vehito, rotza litois. Pam wanted it, and was matter. The Gemara said, "You wanted to matter." What if Shmuel says, "Shmei Rebbeinu Besamin, Shavu Chatos Shmei"? I'm gonna bring a big chatos. I'm gonna bring a chatos. Why you have to bring a chatos? Of course, you were showing it. You were honest. You didn't do it intentionally. But he says, "But the minute Chazal says that you can order La'oranel, we should not read La'oranel. Shemi Yate, maybe it's gonna turn." So that became a fact. A fact which is Chazal had already established. That if you read the Lord Shema Yase, and you took the chutzpah and you went against it, you know, man, how disciplined you are already chatos, you chayef chatos. Because nobody could also, that's what Chavis Lutzaitz said, that in Yone Yiras Hashem, in Yone Fin Avoidus Hashem, there's no bitochen, there's no rationality, you have no freedom of bechira. Yes, in Mila de Alma, in businesses and works, according you bitochen, you could be matter, yes, to work and not to work, and to be makel, and to you could be machmer, I don't want to go in this type of business, you want to go, you could go in, but in Yone, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, there you have to disciple, no matter how smart you are, you have to follow orders what Hashem tells you to do. Aber ma shiroi liftoi cholov, where do we have to use bitochen in Yinyone Yiddish Shemaim? Where do you use bitochen? Aber ma shiroi liftoi cholov, what is roti liftoi cholov, gmor ma'as avoido. Acha b'chirosa b'lef sholem rema. After I did my shtadlus, now after I could walk with will fulfill my thing. We have to know, v'skoma v'shtadlus, but the agreement, that's common, that you can, the commitment and the ishtarus that you're doing, the bar levi, have to be done with a pure heart. The kavona lishma gol have to be told down kosh baruch. B'zeh nach nuchem lishchana el azar asone bar lohoi lishon levi, have to be mishma kosh baruch should complete our daf which we have to come as you call it, Moses says, hadricheni ba mitech olam zeinu, come lead my life in your truth and teach my life. Moses says, hadricheni b'sim mitzech ol, lead my life in the path of your mitzvah. So maderech hamuna b'chorti, in the path of hamuna I chose but to fulfill that, I have to choose. You can't have bitochen. But to finalize it, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or the vakti v'edasei Hashem al tevisheni. I attach myself to you mitzvahs and don't embarrass me. Woman says al tatzem l'pi dvar emes ad moed kum shvitech ucholti. Don't remove me from my mouth the word of emes, because I want you mishpat, I want you mitzvahs. V'chol zeroi all the psukim arayi shebchirosa hois masavoy, that my bechira has to be applied to my savoy. I can't rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. But why am I spalling Yoni Rochim Kodesh Baruch? Well, two things. Echolem, liyachad levovoy, that I should be able to dedicate my entire heart, lechazak bechirosai, vavoydos barchok estilis oil meliva ve'enav. The fact, since I've got, chakum deshon chutz mir shemaim, and I have to make the final choice, So I'm asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, relieve me from all the other problems, that my heart should be able to be fully dedicated to make a full choice to you. I want to use my heart to choose in you, to be Boicher. I should be able to strengthen my Bechir in you. So we ask Hashem, let me do my job, what I have to be Boicher. Dedicate my heart, unite my heart, I should be all fear for you. Now what does it mean? Don't impose on me other fears. All of a sudden people get fears, get unfortunate, very big fears. So this fear which is imposed from other areas is competing with the feeling of Hashem. As the Chavis says, that Chosid, and he says, aren't you afraid of this animal? He went in Midbar, aren't you afraid of the lion? He says, embarrassed to say, I'm afraid. How could you be afraid of a lion if you're afraid of Hashem? How could you be afraid of a lion if you're afraid of Hashem? So the fact is, man is afraid of a lion. In that area that you're afraid of the lion, you're not afraid of Hashem. So that's what we are mispal. Yachad levovi, unite my heart, that my whole heart should be dedicated. Yerushnach should only feel you. So that you need to feel it. I should be able to implement my choice. My choice is to feel you and only you, nobody else. But I'm a human being. Help me, I should be able to implement my choice. But it has to be your choice. If you don't choose it, you're never going to feel Hashem. As says further, Gal Einav, Abito Niflaos, open up my eyes and I should see the wonders of you, Hashem. We see the whole world runs by nature, but the more we look deeper into the world, we see the Niflaos Hashem. So as Hashem said, Gal Einav, open up my eyes. Have Einav and Hashem, to clear up my eyes, I shouldn't see the bluff. Hatli Bela Vesechu, bend my heart to your mitzvahs, I should see. So this is one area where we have to be mispalat to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to rely on Hashem, bitochen. One, that after I made my full askoma belibal asoisa, I dedicated my heart to do and to give my heart for Kodesh Baruch Hu and to be totally dedicated to Avodas Hashem. We mispalel, Hashem should be, give me koyach, I should be able to do what I want to do, but you have to want to do it. Automatically it will not come. Hashemi, in the second area where we need to be talking, lechazak evodah v'ashlom esamasam, I should be able to fulfill it. V'mashem adecheni v'sim v'sechot, put me in the command, sederi v'vashay, help me, I should be able to help me, k'moy, when you also were a fan of Mavsida, chelek azev, often Hashem, I will explain it in detail, all the details, how it's worked out. In other words, in two areas where Bitochen and Tefillah has to come in. One, that I should help me, I should be able to dedicate my entire heart to you. And number two, now that I'm going to do the actual mitzvahs, now for instance, I want to put on Tefillah. I'm going to buy Tefillah. My chiv is to make my shtalos to buy kosher Tefillah, kosher soifer, kosher this and kosher that and kosher that. Atshir and Masegas. But all after this, you have to be mispala Hashem, give me kosher Tefillah. Because all after all these shtarlos, you could end up with not a kosher field. It's only human error. All after this has to be mispalah. There will be bitochen comes in and tefillah comes in. In every deed which a person does, there's four levels. It's a very important part. Four levels. Tomorrow we're going to speak by the woman. Tomorrow morning we're speaking on chinuch. We're going to talk about this area. There's a total misleading in this. We have totally misled in this area. The one thing is, you need clarity. What's right, what's wrong. What yes, what no. What yes, what no. Clarity in the issues. Number two comes, you have to choose. You have to commit yourself. What do you want to be, good or bad? That's number two. Three, you have to have the capability of doing it. The shtadlus. You have to put in the shtadlus. Four is the end result. The end result is totally in Hashem's hand. In Hashem's hand. I always say, how many times is a person doesn't want to put on film? Doesn't think of putting on film. Has no intention of putting on film. I forgot being, never put on any film. And goes on the street, he's been picked up by a Lubavitcher, he puts him into the Mifta, and puts him on film. And he walks away, he put on film. Here is the other guy. He put in all his investment to put on film. He spends $1,000 for a pair of film. He put in all his effort to put on a kosher film. And unfortunately, after 10 years of laying this tefillin, it was discovered, he put to the computer, his parshias was missing the oath, and he never put on tefillin on his head. So what happened to him? This guy, they had no intention of putting on tefillin, Hashem put on tefillin on him. Was this his basira? Was this his choice? Hashem put on tefillin. The end result is Hashem put on tefillin on him. The other guy, he put on tefillin, he could swear about this putting on tefillin everything. He didn't put on tefillin for the last 10 years, because Hashem didn't put on tefillin. So you see, the end result is in the hand of Hashem. Therefore, we need tefillah. We need tefillah for the end result. And we need tefillah for the step number two, we need tefillah. I should be able to make my commitment fully, not the 99%, the 80% commitment. This is the first year that you said. Yachad levol yira shebecha. And then when I made that commitment, and I should be able to fulfill it, hadrechene ben sigmet shosefu, lead me in the path of mitzvahs, I should be able to live tefillah. That's the tefillah. But if you're not going to be mishtaber, and if you're not going to make the first basic preparation to make a bechira, which is clarification, Hashem is not going to put you in the hand. In order to have bechira, to know to be good or bad, you have to understand, you have to learn. That's the step number one, clarification, what is good, what is bad, to the all extent. And if you're not going to do it, Hashem is not going to do it for you. That's you bechira. When you did it, and you did it in order to prepare to make the commitment, if it comes to make the commitment, you could ask Hashem, I want to make a full commitment, let it all my heart. I want to have left nothing out. That's just yachad. That's what you could ask. So we have to, here we have to make ishtaras as a necessity. Mashken in divrei shishim, divrei chulin, when it comes to things of the world, worldly things. There, even if you're not going to go to work, you're still going to make your business. That's to be going back to our original thing. You know that you rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shoni Adi Ankepirim, regardless if you're going to work or not, you're going to make this panos. Regardless which panos you're going to be. Regardless what you're picking and choosing. It has nothing to do with you. There, and then if you have real bitochen, as we said before, okay, you don't have to work. You don't have to go on. You could. Then you could apply bitochen fully. But not in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, you have to follow every little step and shtabos that you have to do in Chazal. You have to restrain yourself not to either of any transgression. You can't say, I have bitochen, it's not going to hurt me. No such a thing. You want to tell something before, no?
Yeah.
What? I gave you the answer.
Well, you have to put the bitochen in the kavanah or in the maitre. I mean, and the final end result, I want to know if that was really...
The final result is bitochen. So therefore, we should never be broken if we didn't finalize either. Because it's a famous, beautiful story. It's a beautiful story. It's a big chosid. A big Ovid Hashem. And it was big Bachman b'mitzvahs. He went crazy like a chazanishnik, like out of the way. And it still was saying one of the biggest chosh of the thing. It was almost boyle, gavaldi. And he became an old man. And one day, he gives this film to be checked. And it was caught. That film was never kosher to begin with. And sometimes, you know, it got a crack, or comes down, because it happens now, it happened then. But if it's missing us, it was possible from all the times. And they didn't know how they're going to tell it, how they're going to pass this news to this man going to get a heart attack. The man was like a captain, how will he take it. And they didn't know, and they went to the Rebbe. I don't remember who, which Rebbe it was, one of the Rebbe, and he says, how would you pass this information to this old chassid? He's not going to be able to take it. I mean, his whole life is at stake. Maybe we shouldn't tell him it, maybe we should exchange the tefillin, we should put in the kosher parchment. I'm telling him to save his life, he should not know that. He's a chosid. Just go and tell him, you're going to see how he react. And the minute he was told, he started jumping, Baruch Hashem, started thinking, he started dancing, and Baruch Hashem, Kosh Baruch was mad for me that I shouldn't be able to cover my tefillin, at least from now I'm going to be able to put on tefillin. It's time to ask the Simcha that you, because Baruch was so good to me, so kind to me that you saved me, I shouldn't go all my life too without putting on seal. He had to be, what's happening? That's the real avodas Hashem. If the man would have his ego at stake, I mean, this is ego. You could sometimes be a machmi, it's nothing but a self ego. Oh, you machmi, oh, I want to put on seal, and all of a sudden Hashem's giving a snare in your nose, he's doing nothing, and you figure that nothing out, he's devastated. You're stupid. Hashem wants you to feel. Hashem put something on you. Hashem wants your ishtavos. Hashem wants your commitment. I did my commitment. I did my ishtavos. I put on film. I don't care what happened. I didn't put on film. Hashem, you didn't want to put on film. I didn't put on film. But now I could put on film. Since I'm a mishtav to put on kosher film, you found that it's not kosher. But Hashem, I find after 30 years I'm going to put on film. 30 years of work, I have to work in order to put on kosher film. It's the simcha. Now you got what you wanted. He's a minute not devastated, because you see the end result is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when we apply the bitochen, what it comes to work, it's time of kosher, it's bitochen, you go buy tefillin, you can buy tefillin for 500, you can buy 100, if it's kosher, it's stomach kosher, bitochen. You put bitochen, you're buying tefillin, you have ishtavlos there. And then when you find out it's not kosher, for 20 years you didn't put a kosher tefillin, you're devastated. Because you just shifted from bitachon where it should be. Bitachon should never be applied where your status is. And the bitachon has to be where I could, in the end result. And if I did my status and the end result didn't come out, you couldn't care less. There's not even to feel bad. That's chosid. I mean, not chosid in the Torah, but kugel you eat. It's a chosid of the chosid of Ovid. That Hashem, you put a bitachon and if Hashem didn't want to put it, that's my chosboinus. The main thing is you mishtaro. And you mishtaro, there's no bitachon. Don't rely on Hashem a bit. You do everything at your mistakes, every little bit, searching more, finding out people more, finding out more. This is your chiyuv to do. And the result is all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand anyway. There's a famous story that Rav Nochon Chernobyl, by the Ma'ariv Naam. There was a story that was a misnagat in a city in Chernobyl. It was a big time, it was a big chosid, a big tzaddik, this misnagat. It was a big chosid, it was a misnagat with chassidus. He never ate by anyone, but he was very good terms with Rav Nochon Chernobyl, although he was a rabbi. It was good terms because he was an elochidus. Misnagat was a gewaldig elochid. Rav Nochon Chernobyl was a Nochon Chernobyl. So it came Pesach, and he came to his tish. But he came to eat shrab, he didn't eat shrab. He's not going to mix it with somebody else. He's not mixing with the shrine. Shrine, he came to eat the food. He didn't want to eat the shrine. So Nochum Chernobyl looks at him, and then he calls him and says, go home and look in your barrel of water, you know, with the prepared water before Pesach, for the whole Pesach. Should be Chashash Chomet to be Mevatel Mefreya. Go home and look in your barrel of water. He goes home, Pesach. Listen, remember, he finds a whole bread in his barrel of water, which he's using. He was devastated. It was all devastated. He came back. He says, Rebbe, I have three kashas. Three kashas, I don't understand. Number one, says, if you knew that I have bread in my water, why didn't you call me Erev Pesach? Why did you wait till middle of Pesach? Why didn't you call into me? One kasha. Number two, how did it happen? He was such a machmir. Unbelievable. How did it happen? How did a whole bread get in my barrel of water in Pesach? And number three, why did I deserve it? Why did Hashem give it to me? Says, I got to answer all three. The first thing, says, why did I tell you before that? You think I go and look around in barrels of water, say everyone's going out? No, I don't look around. You sat at my table, and you didn't want to eat from my food. I said, give a look. Who is the one that doesn't want to eat from my food? So I looked into your house, what's going on? I looked through, you know, with the x-ray. So he came with the eyes of x-ray. I said, there's a bread. I didn't look before. Before I didn't look. You gave me a reason to look. I saw find the bread. Number two, how did it happen? Says, I know you, gewaldige Mahmoud. He used to take goyim, he used to undress him totally, and used to brush him and wash him and give him showers, and used to clean him every part. Then used to dress him up with white gezalot clothes, cooked clothes, that shouldn't chas v'shalom be chashash chometz. And then you schlepped him to the river, to the be'er, to schlep the water and sifting it, the whole thing. You made a whole Purim spiel of this guy. This guy really got angry if you want. He said, we're going to learn this. He's going to make a whole fun of us, stripping us and washing us and all this stuff. So they smuggled in a whole bread. And he got the bread. That's the way it happened. Why did he deserve it? The third thing, he said, you did so much ishtadlut that you forget to say kapitul tilim. Hashem should help you. Siyata d'shmaya. Definitely deserve it. You think you found the ishtadlut, but here's the bitochen. Now come the kapitul tilim. Last thing was missing. So that's the way it's happened. That's the way you deserve it. So this is the right bitochen where it says, you have to put in ishtadlut, but the kapitul tilim comes in top of it.
So it become ani.
Yeah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.